This is a podcast from WOR.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
Now, this is the only car on the market that comes equipped with a Dynaflex Superflowing Unijet Turbovasculator, which is synchromeshed with a multi-coil hydrotension dual vacuum dynamometer. Gosh, what does that do for the car? It empties the ashtray.
Taxi, taxi, take me anywhere. Taxi, taxi, take me anywhere.
It's Sunday night, and you're listening to the Taxi Dave Show. This is the place to be, WOR 710 on your AM dial. I'm here with my co-host, Nobody. How are you doing, Nobody? Oh, just fine. Oh, gosh, we have a lot to talk about as usual tonight. It's Speed Week. There's potholes. Of course, I'll take your emails. Let me give out the number early, 800-321-0710. That's 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihale@AOL.com. Taxihale@AOL.com, and I will read your emails over the air. While you're at it, don't forget there's a retired taxi driver who has a website, abenyctaxinews.com. And he happens to put podcasts of these shows on his website. But first, we are broadcasting live from the beautiful, state-of-the-art, cutting-edge Melrose Studios, overlooking that grand highway facing the ocean with waterfalls and palm trees, and I even see some coconuts up there, the wonderful and beautiful Van Wyck Expressway. If you folks aren't from New York, you have to take a trip on the Van Wyck Expressway. Believe me, you'll never forget it. Especially during the week. Before I get psyched up with a couple of things, this is Speed Week. Not race cars, but the state police in New York are going to enforce this initiative to crack down on aggressive drivers and speeding drivers throughout the entire state. It runs through Tuesday. And I saw them, you know, on the thruway today. They'll be using unmarked cars and marked cars, concealed identity traffic enforcement vehicles, and they'll be watching for other traffic violations. Last year, they gave out more than 22,000 traffic summonses during Speed Week. 10,000 of them were for speeding. So for all you folks in a hurry to get home, it's Sunday night. Hit the brakes, man. Don't be speeding. Not only will you get a summons, but it's unsafe, especially with a lot of cars on the road. So this is Speed Week. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. A few weeks ago, some young ladies rented a limo, and they decided instead of going to wineries and having to drink and drive, it made much more sense to rent a limousine. I mean, let's face it. Eight people, you know, you divide the expense of a limousine. You don't have to worry about DWI or DUI or killing someone or hurting someone or damaging vehicles or lives and lives. And it's hard to talk about. So there was an accident because apparently the limo that was driving eight women tried to make a U-turn at an intersection in the town of Southold. It was on County Route 88 in Depot Lane, and a pickup truck T-boned them. T-bone means the letter T. One car is going one way, the other car is going the other way. Four young ladies died. Others are injured. Some are still in the hospital. Who allows this? Who regulates these people? I mean, you're allowed to make U-turns? Broken U-turns? I don't know. I don't see anybody making U-turns in Manhattan. I don't see anybody making U-turns anywhere. We've reported a lot of reckless driving. And I don't know if a U-turn was the proper thing to do or not. And who was right and who was wrong, I wasn't there. But I'll tell you this. If you are driving, you have to expect the unexpected. If you're making a U-turn, you have to expect the unexpected. These poor women, the families of these women, the futures of our country are at stake here because people aren't paying attention. Don't press that radio button. Don't grab for your phone. Don't text and drive. Keep your damn eyes on the road. And if you're making a U-turn, you have to be exceptionally careful. Sympathies go out to the families of those killed, and Taxi Dave hopes the other women recover speedily and soon. Schumer, Chuck Schumer, talked about this recently. He said there's little oversight governing the altercation of limousines into stretch vehicles. So this was a super stretch. And what he says is, when the chassis is made longer and emergency exits are removed or blocked. So, and when secondary market manufacturers tear limos apart in the name of opulence, stretching them thin, adding TVs, they end up blocking emergency exits, weakening the structure of the vehicle, and more. And that's Chuck Schumer who said that. These secondary changes create significant gaps in safety standards required for regular passenger cars and required for regular limos. Schumer actually said that the stretch limos should have more side impact airbags, reinforced rollover protection bars, and structural sound frames. And they should, but you have to pay attention. I don't want to sit here and talk about beautiful women who've passed away because people weren't paying attention. It could have been your daughter. All right. I'm Taxi Dave. This is the Taxi Dave Show. And we're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Before I get into potholes and read your emails and some other stuff going on, let's just get right to phone calls this week. Mike from JFK, you're live on the Taxi Dave Show. Okay, we just lost Mike. Tom, welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Dave, I got a few beefs. Number one is, I don't know where the taxi industry is going. I don't see any activity. Unfortunately, we got a problem here with, they call it e-hail. I don't see any difference between e-hail and hailing a taxi. It seems to me e-hail is in the same category and it's in violation. It's an hailing by email. It's the same thing as if you hail a cab. And they're not regulated and licensed properly. They do not have a medallion. I don't understand they should. If they're allowed to hail, there is something the matter with the system. I don't know where the politicians are and how to evaluate this thing. I think City Hall should look into this matter and get these guys off the street instead of adding another 10,000. It doesn't make any sense. We're going to create massive congestion in the city of New York, and in the event, this will create some more serious problems. I wish that this industry would get there and take some sort of action in the court. The city of New York wound up selling 300 medallions to poor working fellas for $1.3 million, which they financed through banks and credit unions in the industry. And the end result is they can't even make their payments now. So you jeopardize these 300 drivers that bought these medallions from the city of New York. And the end result is they can't even make a living out of it. This is a total disgrace on the part of the city. They guaranteed these 300 guys a good quality type of living and an ability to pay these air loans, and they wound up failing them because they used the word hail. To me, there's no difference in hailing a Uber car than a medallion. That's all I got to say, Dave. Something got to be done.
Well, thanks for voicing your opinion, Tom, and calling in to the Taxi Dave Show. Let's take another call. Sala, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yeah, how you doing, David? How are you?
Okay.
And thank you for having me today. Well, I have a question here. Like, you know, what is the enforcement like we supposed to have at the hotels? And right now it's growing more illegal cabs, especially Uber.
Tell our listeners what's happening at the hotels that you think is illegal.
Like, they surround us to say that. And, you know, the thing is, like, every time, like, a yellow cab want to pull over to take his turn, he's not allowed to pick up from them whatsoever. What is the enforcement? And you go to the airport, LaGuardia at night, or the JFK, the same things. Everywhere you see illegal Ubers. And they're standing by every corner in the shelter where they're doing construction nearby, you know, what's used to call like U.S. Airways over there. And they're asking the people, I'm Uber, coming in. Like, what is that? Like, where's the police over there also?
Well, that's a great question for the Port Authority at the airports. And the TLC, who now says they have, they have a satellite office at JFK. But... you know, I agree with you. If they are soliciting people and saying, I'm Uber, you come on in, get a cab, that doesn't give you the right to solicit people off the street just because you belong to an e-hail app. You want to solicit people off the street? Buy a damn medallion! The heck's the matter with you? Support the city of New York. Support the industry. And if the enforcement agencies aren't going to enforce this, there is going to be problems in the street. It's igniting. It's starting. People are getting fed up. I'm spending hours a day listening to people vent. Tom doesn't even drive anymore. You heard him. Sala, thanks for listening to the Taxi Dave Show. Sean, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hello, David.
Hello.
Hassan Gill.
Hello. You sound like you're in a vacuum. Are you on a speakerphone? If you are, take it off.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. You're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, David.
Hello.
Yeah, Hassan Gill.
Let's talk. Yeah, hi, Mr. Gill. Boy, deja vu all over again.
Yeah, David, everybody has the same story we have. Everybody facing so much trouble these days.
What kind of trouble?
Means the Uber. Uber screwed up whole business. Medallion we bought, we thought the city is behind us. We invest our whole money up there. We financed the medallion, buying the house. Now they sold our rights to the Uber.
Well, I don't know if they sold your rights to Uber. You still have the rights to your medallion.
Well, we have the right, but medallion have no value these days. Nobody buying the medallions.
Why do you think that is?
Well, it's no lender give the money to the medallions.
And why do you think that is?
I tried to ask them the money. They said no. If you're going to buy the medallion, you're going to sell the medallions, they not give you the money.
Well, you know, that's not all entirely true, okay? Because I happen to work in a building where there's a credit union. A Melrose Credit Union, duh. Although I don't work directly for Melrose, I see people getting loans there all the time. So, you know, but what you have to do to get a taxi loan nowadays is you have to show taxes for 3 years. And, you know, if people expect to come in and blink their eyes and say, yeah, I want to buy a medallion, I got nothing, you know, that's not going to happen. You know, if people have a down payment, that's nice. But you have to be able to, you have to be worthy and financially secure and prove that you're able to pay back any loan you get. Just like, you know, any other financial institution. If it's a solid loan, if you have enough of a down payment, people are getting loans. If you need a vehicle and you haven't abused the privileges of your medallion, you're going to get a loan. So some are lending. And I understand why you're upset. Things are changing. I hear what you said. You know, for me, you want to pick up street hails? Buy a medallion. You know, you have all these guys who think they have a sense of entitlement because they buy a permit from an app that they can go into the city and just say, hey, you know, you need a ride? Yeah, I'm with this company. Yeah, come on in. Is that safe for the public? What if they're not really who they say they are? At least you know with the yellow cab, you know what you're getting and who you're getting.
Half the yellow cabs off the street now, and the other rest of the half, probably next 2 years, is the wiped out on the street. Well, then there's no yellow cabs on the New York street.
So what do you see? What do you suggest people do about that?
Well, just come together, come to enforce your city halls, lawmakers who sold ourselves to the Uber. They scared from the $1 billion company. They're not doing nothing to protect our rights. So I want to everyone come to the 12th August, come to the city hall.
Wait. You're saying August 12th you want people to come to city hall?
Yes, we have a rally up there.
Wait, you want them to come to city hall at what time and for what purpose?
12 o'clock, August 12 to noon, for 12 to 2 o'clock.
And what are
so
you going
to... We're going to show all the politicians, don't scare from the billionaire, just wake up. New York should stand up.
Okay. Well... Mr. Gill, thank you for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Certainly appreciate it. If anyone else has heard about that, just call the Taxi Dave Show, 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihail@AOL.com. Mike from JFK, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, and I just want to say I have not broken the Taxi Dave calling or texting pledge. My record is still intact.
Oh, very good. So no distracted driving for you?
No distracted driving for me, but I will say this. I think I also saw a flyer out here about something's happening at City Hall on Wednesday the 12th at high noon about the medallion owners protecting their rights, and I think it's high time that somebody did something about this nonsense that's going on. So I'm glad they're starting to get the ball rolling all the way around with that.
Okay. Are you going to this thing? What is it?
I'm going to check. I just saw like a quick little like no frills flyer on the wall that said the cab drivers are going to meet the medallion owners to protect their rights at City Hall on Wednesday at noon. So I'm going to go check it out just for like, you know, for the sake of it, something I want to see start to happen. Because right now I think these guys are getting their rear ends panned by a company that should have been taken care of 2 years ago versus this ongoing open wound that is Uber, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for that information. Go ahead.
Now, the other thing is the main line is three-quarters filled, but people are coming back, so it's starting to get a little activity out here. And the last thing I want to advise people about, there was a very bizarre story about another cab driver getting fined $25,000 drivers. This is the second time within the course of a year that a cab driver, like, basically gets fined a year's pay by the Civil Rights Division of the Commission of the City of New York. And I just next week, it would be nice to get some lawyers to talk about what's going on with that. Because apparently, if you plead guilty at the TLC, like one cab driver this week,
He pled guilty to a refusal fine. I think he paid the TLC $200. Then, like, later, he got dragged into the Human Rights Commission and was found guilty by a judge there and got fined $25,000, of which the city gets a $10,000 fine and the lady gets a $15,000 settlement and blah, blah, blah. So just you got to be very careful when you plead guilty at the TLC. Cause, I mean, according to the cab driver, they gave this pre-trial like settlement or offer or whatever for $200 on an alleged fair refusal case. So he grabbed it. He didn't want to see a TLC judge.
Let me go back to this thing at City Hall for a second. I mean, I hear what you're saying. Take a year's pay from a guy. You know, I mean, I wasn't there. I don't know. Was he off duty? Was he on his way back to, you know, a certain area to bring the car back? Were you allowed to pick up one fare going in that direction? I have no idea. If he's wrong, he's wrong. But we need to get more details on that. Is this a rally at City Hall? Is this a demonstration? Is this a press conference? Do you know?
Well, like I said, I just saw a flyer announcing that the owner drivers have to be at City Hall. That they are being recommended to go to City Hall on Wednesday at high noon to defend their industry or what have you. So it wasn't a whole lot on the flyer, but
You know, we had Bertha Lewis on last week, and she explained to the folks how 75% of those medallions are owned by one person. One person owns one, or one person owns two, and they work. And I've said it before, they're buying a lifetime of work. They're buying a mortgage of hundreds of thousands of dollars. You heard how much money last week these guys owed, I happened to ask. Well, you know what? If I'm a medallion owner, it sounds really good. I want to voice my opinion. So usually on the steps of City Hall, there are press conferences, and that's what it probably is. If anybody has any other information, call us, 800-321-0710. And, Mike, you have a take on the driver that was fined 25 grand? Guilty or not guilty?
Well, it's very weird, because here's the thing. He pled guilty at the TLC, so it's hard
say
to
no
say
more.
If he's guilty.
Say no more.
Yeah.
They say no
right?
more.
That's the ball game pretty much in most cases. If you plead guilty, guess what? They're going to take you for your work.
Well, you know what? Report next week on what happened at that press conference down at City Hall, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So thanks for listening to Call In Taxi Dave. Really appreciate it. Charbel, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Taxi Dave Show. Good evening. Last week, someone was mentioning about Uber, and they were saying, oh, they serve all the five boroughs, which is not true. What are they doing in Midtown and flood the traffic all over the city? Now, who's going to save the taxi industry from bankruptcy? TLC or the mayor? The mayor has been in the office for a year and a half, and he hasn't done anything to stop Uber. And the city's still running, not under de Blasio administration, still running under Bloomberg administration. Come on, de Blasio, wake up and stop Uber. We are going bankrupt.
This just in, okay, this is hot off the presses. Tomorrow, Monday, August 10th, down at City Hall, the mayor is going to sign Intro 847A in relation to a study on the impact of growth in the taxicab and for-hire vehicle industries. So, tomorrow the mayor is signing this intro in relation to a study on the impact of growth in the taxicab and for-hire vehicle industries. That's at 10 a.m. at the City Council Chambers. You heard it here on the Taxi Dave Show, folks. Okay, you're not hearing it anywhere else but here. Let's see. We got plenty of emails coming in, so why don't I read an email? And I'd love to, except I can't read that one. Oh, this is wonderful. This is a long letter, and it's from a young lady, Carolyn. Letter to Mayor Bill de Blasio. I'm one of thousands of people in New York City whose lives are being destroyed. I'm an individual owner of a New York City taxi medallion, and until 2015, the taxi medallion was part of the American dream. Because of the lack of enforcement of existing laws, what was once a middle-class dream and a path to retirement has now become a nightmare. The income that I derive from the medallion has been drastically reduced and any possibility of retirement precluded. I'm almost 62 years old, and there's no time to recoup. The idea of a cap on the thousands of illegal black cars on the street sounded appealing at first. Then I came to realize it would only codify an already bad situation. You don't need to ban or limit Uber, Lyft, etc. In Broward County, Florida, all they did was the state and the county would enforce existing rules, and Uber just went away. You need to do the same thing here to eliminate the illegal street hails. And yes, the e-hails are street hails. I've seen them. Word has gotten out about a lack of enforcement. I live and work in Manhattan. Every single day, I observe taxis and limos from Yonkers, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Greenberg, New York, just to name a few, all waiting, iPhone in hand, for an illegal hail. Where is the enforcement? The letter is three times longer than this, folks. I am not going to read the whole thing, although I may go back to it. Our phone number is 1-800-321-0710. Let's take a call from Bob. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
How you doing, Dave?
Okay.
Now, there has been in London where they tried to do a thing with keeping the amount of traffic out of central London. Boris Johnson started that. The problem is there's too many private cars trying to get in and out of Manhattan. And there's no room for them.
I agree with you.
That's the biggest problem. Everything else revolves around that. And the question is, why are they pushing private cars at the expense of public transport?
I wish I had the answer to that. One of the reasons is the parking garages. You know, I mean, I don't pay $50 for nothing to go and park for 1 hour in downtown Manhattan. That's a very strong lobby. They have a lot of money. And do you think they're going to say, oh, yeah, stop private cars from coming into Manhattan? Hey, if you ever drove in Manhattan, you see how many parking garages there are.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so you would think that there's enough parking for all the cars. But the problem is, a lot of people sightsee in their cars, and I think what Charbel alluded to and what others have alluded to in the past and currently is the fact that there are so many for-hire vehicles on the road with these additional apps. You know, that might have something to do with it. And
Europeans, public transport, streetcars, buses, et cetera, have priority over private cars. The only thing over that would be fire and police. And that would basically say, okay, guys, we've got so much street space, the public transport takes priority, everything goes around that. I mean, that's the simplest way of taking it.
Well, you also can have things like today was the Dominican Day Parade. You close a major avenue, cross streets can't get through. So, you know, you go in on a Sunday, oh, let's spend a nice day driving through Manhattan, and you end up getting stuck in traffic for 3 hours. But, you know, that's the price you pay in New York. Bob, thanks for calling into the Taxi Dave Show. When we come back, we'll take some more of your phone calls at 1-800-321-0710, and we will read some of your emails. Send them to TaxiHale@AOL.com. I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Hey, you believe that thing about that thing at City Hall? Interesting. Stay tuned for more.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
It is time when bold knights and bawdy wenches gather to feast and frolic. It is time when the royal court and naughty courtesans mix and mingle. It is time for the New York Renaissance Fair. Come, shed the weight of today and step into our legendary realm. See swords flashing in the sun, hear the ring of steel, and feel the excitement as knights on horses thunder into the arena. Join in the revelry. Shop exquisite crafts and savor your choice of fine food and drink. Join us in the joyful festivities at the Renaissance Fair. Yay! Real people, real food, real fun. Live it up at the New York Renaissance Fair.
The New York Renaissance Fair opens Saturdays, Sundays, and Labor Day Monday, August 1st through September 27th in Sterling Forest, Tuxedo Park. Buy discount tickets at Walgreens. Performance schedules and other info at renfair.com. Children admitted free this weekend. Coupons at renfair.com.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hey, Jim Joe, what you know? Went to the city to organize.
The Taxi Dave Show is back. We're on WOR 710 AM. We are the number one... I just got about a dozen emails of a flyer. It says, attention, all taxi medallion owner drivers, rally at City Hall, Wednesday, August 12th, 2015, at 12 noon. And we need you there. We must work together to protect our rights. So there's the flyer that was sent to me by, I don't know, about a dozen different listeners. I want to thank all of you, and I definitely... appreciate it. Here's an email from Maxim. The requirements of e-hail companies such as Uber, Lyft, Via, etc. have created illegal and unsafe driving habits for New York City taxi drivers and for hire vehicle drivers. As an experienced New York City cab driver and Uber T driver, I am required to respond to the Uber app signal, read the address, follow the navigation system instructions, and promptly respond to passengers' text messages or phone calls while driving. Passengers rate cab drivers. This induces on several criteria, the most important of which is speed. While the law mandates that we shall not text or phone while driving, the requirements on drivers by Uber, Lyft, Via, etc. undermine that law. Every day I witness major traffic violations by FHV drivers as a result of such required procedures. The Vision Zero plan is a positive step toward increasing the safety on our roads and for pedestrians. Unfortunately, the requirements and demands of Uber, Lyft, Via, etc. procedures, as well as the related pressures of passenger evaluations have the opposite effect. I recommend a thorough investigation of the procedures currently used by these companies. Respectfully, Maxim. Boy, that was a powerful email. I just want to... Oh, look at all these calls coming in. Okay, next, Nino, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, hi, Davey.
Hi.
First time caller, and actually today.
Oh, welcome.
That I belong to.
First time callers have to buy me lunch. Okay. Now, what were you saying?
Well, 31 years in the business.
31 years doing what in the business?
Driving a cab, and actually owner for the last, I would say, maybe 24 years.
Wow.
So I think as many of us going more than 15, 20 years in the business, my take on this whole problem is it's good that the mayor is going to sign whatever interest tomorrow. But the fact of the matter is the main problem, the whole nightmare, is the lack of definition of rearrangement in hails. And we all know that the rules say that the yellow taxi is the only one that authorized to any kind of hails on the street.
That's right.
So if we tackle this problem, anything else, I mean, we don't have to do anything else. Everything is going to come, by inertia, it's going to come down to it to work as we used to be, you know, by the rule of law. Everybody complies, no one should be about it. And everything is going to be fine, fine. I mean, but I just cannot comprehend what is going on with at City Hall, with the City Council, and the reluctance or the attacks on the Muslim Commission to do something about it.
Well, for the reasons you said, I believe that's why four credit unions are suing the City of New York, the Mayor of New York, the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission, and the Attorney General as well. Because what you said was, street hails are there. Why are they not enforcing others who are doing it illegally? Is that what you just said?
That is exactly right. But it's something else I want to add up, since time is limited. To everyone, I'm just, once again, I want to point out about the rally that is going on Wednesday. And if we get together, if we unite ourselves.
So you heard about this rally?
Yeah, I just saw a flyer in it.
Okay.
So I'm going to participate. Actually, because of that flyer, I opened up a Facebook account, trying to get involved and get all the guys together. Because I mean, individual owners have never been represented. I mean, our voices are not heard.
Oh, you bring up a very, very good point. And you know what? Mike is going down there. If he can't make it, why don't you report on it next week and let us know what you thought about it.
Well, I think I'm going to be one of the speakers up there. And if you don't mind, something else, I just want to know. This is to the city.
I don't mind.
The City Hall and Tax and Muslim Commission. I just want them to know that many of us, thousands of us that have played by the rule of law, we are so upset of what is going on. We have invested 10, 20, 30 years of our best life, in this business, knowing in advance that once you engage in this business, you know that you will not have any kind of benefits, pension plans, vacations, health care, anything that is up there. And we still took the responsibility to own a car, which is not easy. Right? So we will not let this go away just because a bunch of bureaucrats, bureaucrats and politicians doing nothing. Worst come to worst, we're going to get there. Because, I mean, if they don't do anything about it, what I can see in the future, this is going to get ugly.
It's going to get ugly.
And
hear that, folks?
We're going to get ready.
Let me ask you something. You've been in the industry. You've owned your own cab for over 20 years, right?
Yeah, 24 years.
Do you owe money on your medallion?
Not as much as others. I only owe like close to $600,000.
Wait a second. You only owe $600,000. Do you hear that,
right,
folks? You own a medallion. You know, this guy doesn't eat caviar for breakfast, okay, and take his Lear jet to sporting events all over the world. The guy owes $600,000. He's working his butt off every day to support his family.
Something else. You know, we all do the right thing the right way. I didn't sacrifice so many years of vacations. And someone else who doesn't work not even close to the hours that we put up, how can they get on vacation on cruise lines, partying all the time? And we're doing the right thing, taking responsibility for our own family, sending our kids to have a better life, going to school.
We've
been punished. Well, why? I mean, I don't understand what is going on.
I can't answer that question. I can't answer that question.
Not only in our industry, but the way I see, since I came from another country.
What
the way
country?
I see is Peru.
Okay.
It seems like we have everything upside down up here. I mean, what used to be right now is wrong. Seems like our kids, even though they are so smart with computers and stuff, but seems like they have no education, home education, I mean, not academic education.
All right, we're going to keep it on transportation. Nino, good luck at the rally on Wednesday. People are calling in. People are sending emails. There's obviously there's a lot of buzz about this now. Good luck, and call us next week and let us know what happens, okay?
I really appreciate what you're doing up there to get the voice out.
Okay.
God bless you.
Well, I'm not. You are. thank you very much. I could use a blessing, and I didn't even sneeze. Okay, let's read an email. James, let's see. I've seen Uber drivers many times doing illegal U-turns, go through red lights, and make illegal U-turns. Why? Because there is so much competition, they have to get to their clients before the clients cancel. James, thanks a lot for that. And rather than just reading, the phone calls sound great. Michael, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Good evening, Taxi Dave.
Good evening.
I don't think that Mayor de Blasio need to make that signing tomorrow at City Hall.
Well, why don't you give him a call and tell him?
I will. We already know the streets are so congested you cannot move. According to the Daily News a couple of weeks ago, they say, they put a report that the average speed in the city is 8.5 miles per hour.
Right.
Last Sunday, I was working, and his entourage happened to be passing by a Penn Station on 8th Avenue. I picked up a passenger, and I was driving behind his entourage. It took us 17 minutes from 33rd Street to 42nd Street. He doesn't need no four-month study for the traffic. He well, just need to get some guts and said enough and sign the paper and stop over and do the right things. And the right thing is street hailies for yellow cab only who trusted his city and his state.
17 minutes from Penn Station to 42nd Street behind an entourage of flashing lights?
Yes, with the flashing light and everything, and I was behind his car.
So what happens if an emergency vehicle has to get somewhere? Someone has a heart attack or there's a fire?
They die.
You heard it here, folks, on the Taxi Dave Show. Here are drivers that are in the streets all day, all night, depends when they work, and they're reporting real things that happen in the streets. 17 minutes to go 10 blocks in Manhattan. You know, a New York minute, a lot could happen. Let's hope that nobody loses their lives because of the traffic. Michael, thank you for calling in to the Taxi Dave Show. I'll thank Taxi Dave for you. when we come back, we'll take some more of your phone calls, 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihale@aol.com. I'm Taxi Dave, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here at the beautiful Melrose Studios, overlooking those palm trees with coconuts and the Van Wyck Expressway. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
Keep it on.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you sick of reality shows that aren't real at all? And laugh tracks attempting to disguise the not-so-funny? Come to the fair. Disenchanted with the day-to-day? Come to the Renaissance Fair. Ready to make some amazing memories with your family, your partner, or your friends? Come to the New York Renaissance Fair. Step into our legendary realm where beautiful items are crafted by hand. Entertainers will surprise and play for you. And our feast of food will delightfully overwhelm you. Spend the day at the fair and know true adventure and excitement. Real people, real food, real fun. Live it up at the New York Renaissance Fair.
The New York Renaissance Fair opens Saturdays, Sundays, and Labor Day Monday, August 1st through September 27th in Sterling Forest, Tuxedo Park. Buy discount tickets at Walgreens. Performance schedules and other info at renfair.com. Raise a cold Heineken, Blue Moon, or Coors and toast the queen this weekend. Buy discount tickets at participating Walgreens locations.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Taxi Dave Show is back. It's Sunday night. This is the place to be. WOR 710. Why? Because we're the number one show, and you'll learn something. There's no other show like this. You don't get information from the street, off the street. You want to be street smart? Listen to this show. And if you're still listening, well, you're a very intelligent person. My mother said so. Here's an email from Billy Z. Hi, Dave. I'm a taxi driver for these app companies that everyone is talking about. I speak for all app drivers. We are very disappointed in the mayor's backing down and not imposing a limit on black cars. It will only get worse as thousands of cars are being added to Uber every month. To make matters worse for these new Uber drivers, Uber has now increased their commission on new UberX drivers to 36% of the fare. That takeout includes sales tax, sales and black car tax, whatever that is. Hope City Hall does something to limit their growth. It is no picnic for us app drivers. The streets are flooded with cars. And that's from Billy Zink, New York City driver from New Jersey. I want to thank you for your email. Certainly appreciate it. Let me just get back over here. I'm shorthanded. I have no co-host today. And let's see. Let's take Steven. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hello, Taxi Dave. I've been hearing rumors out here in Suffolk County that TLC's moving out to Suffolk County.
Well, I think you need to call the Media Relations Department of the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission in Manhattan. And, you know, call the TLC, and I don't know if the Media Relations would do it. Or do they have a moving to new destination department? If they are, I would. Why do you think they're doing that? If they are, is that to cover the apps that are out there?
No. Well, this is off topic. I mean, you know, out here in Suffolk County, there's tons of gypsy cabs and stuff, and the TLC is not set up out here.
Which TLC are you talking about? The New York City TLC?
I believe so. Yes.
Well, the New York City TLC. This is going to come as a real shocker, Steve. Handles regulations in New York City. There are different government entities. In fact, that brings up a very good point. You know, Steve, each local government should really control the regulation of their municipality. If you live in Suffolk County, then Suffolk County could have a TLC, or maybe each independent village or town can regulate the vehicles that are out there, and then enforce. The police department can enforce. You're saying there's plenty of gypsy cabs in Suffolk County? Well, you know what? If every village or every town or every county regulated those vehicles with taxi plates, there'd be no need for all these gypsy cabs, because then the enforcement officers could identify who is not regulated and legal. All right? And that brings me to another point. There's a bill pending up in Albany. They want to make these app companies not have taxi plates. Oh, if you have a private car, we're going to give you an amendment to your insurance policy, so on your way to work you can pick up people and rideshare. Are you kidding me? At least if you have a municipality regulating it, you'll know the driver is safe. You'll know the driver is drug tested. You know the driver doesn't have a criminal record that can harm the public. And what about the vehicle if there's an insurance cancellation? What if there's an accident? And you know what? that guy says, you know what, we know each other now. Let's not put on the Uber thing. And there's an accident and people are hurt. Maybe a limousine with young ladies on their way to an event get hurt and killed. And there's no coverage. That would be the most horrible, tragic thing that could ever happen. We need regulation in every town, in every village, in every county in New York State through the governmental municipalities. You just don't give everyone a free-for-all to pick up what they want. It's the Wild West on wheels, folks, if that happens. Thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show, Steve. Mario, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, hey Dave, how are you?
I think my blood pressure is very high right now. How are you?
I'm good. I want to say thank you for what you do for us, because there's not too many people that speak out for us.
You're welcome.
One of the things I want to say that they should make us more competitive and let us not work that 5-to-5 shift, because I'm not going to live, and I don't have to work that. And most of the customers I pick up at 4 o'clock tell me, you know what, I'm tired of not being able to find a cab to go to the airport or go to my destination. I don't want to use Uber and pay the 3 times the rate. So they really need to change that to make us more competitive with the Uber.
Do you think, and what would you suggest? How would you suggest they change it?
Maybe make us work 11 to 11 so the cars are on the street between 4 and 5 when people are getting out of work to go to the airport or go home. And I hear, where are you going? Oh, I'm not going to Queens. I'm not going that way. That's why I still think there's enough money to be made in the yellow, but they have to change these hours. That 5 to 5 is killing us. You can't work at 4 o'clock. You can't go here. You can't go there. I don't want to go to the airport. I pick up a lot of customers that tell me, if there was more cabs, I would use them at this time instead of have to go to the Uber. I think that's a big deal.
So here you have it. Mario is suggesting 11 in the morning to 11 p.m. So that driver gets the night rush hour. And then 11 p.m. to 11 in the morning, that driver gets the morning rush hour.
And we would be able to make more money because that's the most busiest time. And also, one other thing I want to say, I used one of your suggestions. You know, all these Uber drivers, when they're slow, they're picking up street customers. You know, what I do is I keep a pen and a paper, and I write down plate numbers, times, and who they picked up, and I call TLC, and I make complaints. And I have a number of drivers getting fines, and TLC calling me for drivers taking fines because I call in and make these complaints on all these for-hire drivers picking up people off the street, stealing our work.
You the man, Mario. You're the man. All right, let's take one more call. Gloria, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm just Andy.
Okay, I have a big question. We've been complaining. My husband owns a yellow cab, and he had busted his butt. I'm sorry for the thing, what I just said, but he busted his butt for 33 years, hoping that now that he's 62, we could retire and get a decent income.
Yes.
So the deal here is now my husband is not going to be able to retire. He had heart failure. He's got diabetes. He's sick. We thought we'd rent out the medallion and we could get a little income and have a decent life after raising our kids and all that enchilada. What is going to take the TLC to do something with this Uber thing? My husband says they raise their hands.
No, Gloria, we're running out of time, but I will tell you one of the things that that a lot of people learned tonight, listening to Nino and all those other callers, you know, and Mike from JFK and Mr. Gill, that there's a rally Wednesday at City Hall at 12 noon. It says all Medallion Taxi owner drivers, like your husband, rally there. It says we need you there. You must work. We must work together to protect our rights. So that's one thing that can happen. And I will tell you, there are a lot of people that are fighting. There is a large lawsuit against the city regarding protecting street hail rights, suing the city and the Taxi Limousine Commission. And Gloria, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I got to thank you so much for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Folks, the Renaissance Fair is a great thing. I mean, if they gave us some tickets, we'll be giving them out to taxi drivers and callers of the Taxi Dave Show. The Renaissance Fair is in Tuxedo every weekend in August and in September. And if you go a little further into Orange County, there's a wonderful village called Washingtonville. I love that village. In fact, I would live there. There's deer, there's mountains, it's clean. You're in between West Point and Orange County Fair and Orange County Speedway. With us right now is Kevin, who's the owner of Betty's Home Cooking. Is that right?
Betty's Country Kitchen, Taxi Dave. How are you?
That's what I said. I only eat there. I should know the name of the place. Betty's Country Kitchen. And where is that in Washingtonville?
We're located right in the heart of Washingtonville at 32 West Main Street in a beautiful 1803 Federal-style colonial.
The house was built in 1803. You know, you can't make this stuff up. You want to take a day trip. You know, what's your favorite place in Orange County, Kev?
Dave, you know, I like to go to Bear Mountain, a nice day trip from the city. There's a pool, there's a zoo, there's a place to barbecue, there's a
There's a zoo in Bear Mountain?
There's a small zoo at Bear Mountain that is great and very family-friendly. It's actually free admission. They just take donations, and they actually care for injured animals. A lot of the animals there are injured and couldn't be released back to the wild. They have a bald eagle and coyotes. You know, it's really a beautiful day trip.
So if you decide, folks, to go to Bear Mountain and take a day trip and listen to Kevin, you know, when you get hungry, head to Washingtonville. It's 15 minutes away from Bear Mountain, and eat at Betty's Country Kitchen. And say hello to Kevin while you're there. Tell him you were listening to the Taxi Dave Show. Okay, thanks for listening and calling to the Taxi Dave Show. I want to thank all our callers today. Okay, you were great. We learned a lot. I'm Taxi Dave. We are brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. And I'll see you next week. Hey, taxi! Take me to City Hall!
Proceeding was a paid program. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or the ideas expressed.
WOR, New York.